Introduction. People power. The most important skill for a successful career. We must learn to live together as brothers, or perish together as fools. Martin Luther King, speech at St. Louis, 22 March, 1964. Getting along well with others, particularly at work, whether it's your boss, colleagues, staff, clients, customers, or suppliers, is an essential skill. The ability to deal with people effectively is something everyone should be able to do. While most of us can engage reasonably well with the majority of people we encounter, there are perhaps a few characters you'll meet at work that require special handling. Professional people know that relationships with others can dramatically affect business success and career development. Despite the amazing progress of technology, which enables machines to do almost anything you want instantly, it is still vital to get on, cope, and fit in with the workplace crowd. From time to time, colleagues may behave in a seemingly unreasonable fashion. It is then that your people skills will be needed to help you solve the problem. It is a fact of life in the ever-increasing pressure of the work environment that other people can be difficult, sometimes even impossible. So it will probably happen to you, if it hasn't already. Making relationships with colleagues work is more than just being able to communicate well. Of course, that matters. But now and then, you may find troubleshooting skills necessary for dealing with unexpected situations and emergencies. While many work-related relationships run smoothly most of the time, when problems occur, it can have far-reaching effects on your career, your health, and happiness. Whether you are new to your career or have recently taken up a different position and want to shine, or just need to brush up on your people power, this book will help. The emphasis is on workplace relationships, but it will also help you in dealing with others in all sorts of situations. Today, many people believe that with the right qualifications and technical experience, they are well equipped to climb the career ladder. But additional skills, often referred to as soft skills, come in useful too. Ideally, a balance of technical and people skills is best.